Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Aren't adventurers supposed to have a specific purpose? What are you doing on this quest? Just meeting strangers?
Yep, my purpose is to have no purpose. Though, I sort of find purpose as I go.
My basket! It's missing!
I have tried many means of defense, but none have yet proven successful.
I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword.
I am under attack by this ruffian!
I want to be big and strong and fight evil.
I have hope that if you show up at her door, she might listen.
Want to help me yell at them? With your sword? In a threatening manner?
Sidequesting is a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot. It follows Ryan, an adventurer who's willing to help just about anyone out, as long as they're not being asked to deal with that scary wizard everyone keeps talking about. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome to the Upside Down Story. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But here at the Upside Down Story, we turn everything flipsy-flopsy, upside-downsy. You aren't going to know who is telling you this story until the very end. Unless you guess sooner, that is. Today, you're going to hear a wonderful tale with lots of little hints, and your job is to guess who I am by the end of the story. A mystery narrator? What could be more fun? At the beginning of every Upside Down Story episode, you will get one hint to start with. Today's hint is that the storyteller is an object. That means you're going to be guessing what type of thing I am. Am I a cucumber? A computer? Or perhaps a shoe? Let's start today's story and see how quickly you can guess who the Upside Down Storyteller is. Hello, friends! This is my favorite season, autumn! So join me in my patch. Here I am, round and plump, basking in the sunshine despite the chill in the air. Brr! My skin is smooth and slightly ribbed. I come in all shapes and sizes, and I look like cozy, traditional perfection against the backdrop of fallen red, yellow, and orange leaves. I'm usually thought of as being orange, but I can actually come in lots of colors, including red, blue, white, yellow, and green. My peduncle, or stem as you all usually call it, pops up from my top in a gnarly fashion, looking almost like JJ's signature hairdo in Cocomelon. But just because I have a cool do up top and my round surface is artistically made into faces this time of year, doesn't mean that I feel like you do. Sure, you may make me look happy, sad, angry, or glad, and I am a living object, but even though I can reproduce, I'm filled up with gunk rather than a brain, and I certainly don't have a heart or blood coursing through my veins, which is good, because that way you don't have to feel bad about eating me. Every single part of me is edible, and if cooked properly, I am absolutely delicious and a very healthy treat. I'm chock full of iron and rich in vitamins A and C. People use me in all sorts of dishes, from pies, breads, and bars, to soups, purees, and pancakes. Yum! I am very popular. The United States produces around 1.5 billion pounds of me each and every year. And I don't just grow in the USA. I can grow just about everywhere, and I have been ever since between 5,000 to 7,000 BC. But you're not just here in your boots mucking about in my patch, are you? Why, it looks like you're here to do some picking, and you're coming my way. It's go time!
It may be go time for the mystery narrator, but for all of you listening, it's time to take a 30-second break from the story so that you can think about the clues you've heard so far. Write down your thoughts if it helps you. The narrator is edible, frequently orange, can be found in a patch, and is very popular in autumn. Your 30 seconds to think start now. Let's get one thing straight. I hear you talking about us vegetables while you go giggling and romping through our patch. I am not a vegetable. I'm actually a fruit. That's because objects like me that come from the seed-bearing parts of flowering plants are designated as fruits. And if you want to get even more specific about it, I'm in the gourd family, along with cucumbers and melons. But just because I'm a gourd doesn't mean that I'm bored. Especially in October when I feature in spooky holidays as decorations on people's porches, as carved lanterns, and even as inspiration for costumes. People love me, and I've been in loads of movies and TV shows, from Jack and the Nightmare Before Christmas to Spookly. Oh yeah, this is my season, and you all are my reason. How will you be enjoying me this Halloween, friends? Okay, upside down story sleuths. Now it's time to solve the mystery. Who was today's storyteller? You have 30 seconds to make your final guesses. Today's storyteller was a pumpkin. I hope you enjoyed today's upside down story. I sure had fun turning everything flipsy flopsy upside downsy with you today. Put on your thinking cap, grab some paper and a pencil to write down clues, and join us for the next episode of the Upside Down Story.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.